Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Bechoros, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. Mishnah Vav tells us, Hanotel Scharo Ledun, Dina Batalim. If someone accepts money to judge, then his judgment is invalid. Lahayid, Edusav Batalin. And if he accepts money to be a witness, his testimony is invalid. Lahazos Ulakadesh, Memov Memaara, Vafro Efer Mikle. If he accepts money to sprinkle or to mix the water for the Paraduma, then his water is like water from a cave as opposed to drawn water, which is what the water has to be, and his ashes are like plain ashes from the chimney. Imhaya Kohen Vitimahu. If someone comes to perform one of these services, such as to be a judge or a witness, if he's a Kohen and he, as a consequence of this duty, becomes impure, mitrumosav, so that he can't eat his truma, ma'achilo umashko vesako, then the person who employed him has to provide him with food and drink and anointing from regular produce because he can't use the truma right now. Vimhaya zakein, and if the judge or the witness, etc., is an elderly person, markivo al hachamor, then you have to provide him transportation, you have to let him ride on a donkey so he doesn't have to walk. Venosein lo scharo kapoel, and in any event, the person who's providing the service must be paid a wage like a worker. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Hanotel schar ledun, dinav betalim. If someone accepts money to serve as a judge, his judgments are invalid. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, Re'eh lomadati eschem chugim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem. So Moshe says, look, I'm teaching you over these laws just like God told me to. Ma'ani b'chinam af atem b'chinam. Just like this was a free service provided by Moshe, it's a free service that we also should provide. U'barabani ashkenaz re'isi she'arureha b'davar zeh. And he's criticizing the community that he sees not taking this seriously. Shelo yavosh harav hanismach rosh yeshiva lito asara zehuvim kedei leos chatzi isha aksiva sunasinas get echad. So the head of the community, the rabbi of the community, isn't ashamed to accept an exorbitant payment for a half hour to write and deliver a single get. Baha edim hachosmin al haget. Shnei zehuvim, o zehuv l'kol hapachos l'chol echad. And the people who are signing the get may not receive as much money, but they're also being paid more than is necessary for this service. Ve'ein zeh harav ve'enai, ela gazlan va'anas. And he says, this is no rabbi, this is a thief, this is a coercer, like a blackmailer. L'fishehu yodea, she'ein nosen b'iro get ela b'rishuso. Because he knows full well that no one in his community can get a get unless it's through him. V'choshisani l'get zeh. And the partner says, I question such a get, shehu pasul, if it's even kosher. He says that such a get may not even be valid. D'hotanan ben masnisan, because our Mishnah tells us, hanotel schar ledun, dinav batalin, says that someone who gets paid to judge, his judgments are invalid. Lahaid edusav batalim, and if someone is paid to testify, his testimonies are invalid. So he seems to feel that the charges that were being paid for services such as divorce were exorbitant, were not in line with what it actually cost, and therefore he says that these services may not even be valid. So that was a big problem, and probably continues to be a problem in our day. Skipping a bit, aval imhaya. So he shouldn't be paid, but if he was a Kohen, Zeh Roa Bechoros, the one who's examining the firstborn animals for blemishes, O Zeh Hadayan, or this judge, O Ha'ed, or this witness, O HaMekadesh, or the one who's sprinkling the water of the Paraduma, Kohen, if any of these people were a Kohen, V'haviru HaMolicho Imo, B'makom Tuma, V'timehu Mitrumosav, and if the one who's bringing him to perform this duty brought him through a place that was impure, and it made him unable to eat his Truma, Umafsido, and this causes him a loss. Shetzerech liknos chulin lechol, because now he has to buy non-truma food. He has to buy chulin, regular food, to eat. V'dame chulin yakarim midame truma. And chulin is more expensive than truma. Why? Shehachulin ra'uyin lechol, because everyone can eat chulin. V'truma enu ra'uya el lekohanim tahorim. And truma can only be eaten by kohanim in a state of ritual purity. So basic laws of supply and demand, everyone could use chulin, high demand. Not everyone could use truma, low demand. So therefore, law of supply and demand, chulin's going to be more expensive. So since the one who brought him caused him to have to eat chulin, he has to provide him to make up for his loss. V'nosin lo scharo kapoel, and the one providing the service should be paid like a worker. If he performed some strenuous labor and was paid a lot for it, so we have to calculate what such a person would want to be paid to abstain from doing that harder work and to do this, which is far less strenuous. V'kach nosein lo, and whatever that amount is, that's how much he should be paid. V'chein mutter l'chol dayan litol schar b'teila, k'shabatala nikeres u'mifur semes. And therefore, any judge can be paid this wage so long as it's obvious that he would otherwise be doing some other form of work to earn a living. V'lokeach mishnei balei hadin b'shaveh, and he has to take it from both litigants equally. One person cannot pay the fee by himself, because that would be bribery. And more than this wage to make up for lost earnings from another source of income would not be permitted. Mishnah Zion. Hechashud al habechoros. If someone is suspected when it comes to matters of the firstborn, ein lochin mimenu basar tzvayim, then one may not buy venison, one may not buy deer meat from him. V'lo oros she'ein on avudin, nor can one buy untanned hides. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Lochin mimenu oros shel nekeva. He says you can buy hides of female animals because there's no law of firstborns with females. But ein lochin mimenu tsemer meluvan v'tsoi, and you cannot buy washed or soiled wool from him. Of a lochin mimenu tavoi ubegadim, but one could buy spun wool and clothes. Back in the Bar Neuro. Hechashud al habechoros. If one is suspected when it comes to firstborn animals, Kohen hechashud lahatil mumba bechor. We're talking about a Kohen who is suspected of inflicting injuries on a firstborn animal. Basar tzvayim, you cannot buy deer meat. Sha'adam hu, because it's red. Umachlif basar egal, and it can be swapped out for the meat of the calf or of the young animal. Uzimnin de mezabin bechor egel tamim v'omer shebasar tzvihu, because sometimes a person can purchase the meat of a firstborn calf that's unblemished and be told that it's the meat of a deer. De ein lachish bechorah, because a deer is an animal that has no law of firstborn. So if he's going to lie, that's what he's going to lie and say that it is. V'lo oros she'ein on avudim, and not untanned hides, can't buy those. Aval avudim zabninan minei, but one can buy tanned hides from him. De'i isa de bechor hava lo hava tarech bei, because if this was from a bechor, he would not spend so much work tanning the hides. Savar, because he's thinking, shmoi bei rabbanan umafsadi le minoi. He's afraid that word will get around that he's got these contraband hides because he inflicted a wound on a bechor so he could slaughter it, and then the contraband is going to get confiscated by the Beis Din. So he wants to move the goods quickly. If he's taking the time to tan the hides, that's a long process, so we see he's not concerned with moving the goods quickly. Lochin mimenu oros shel nekeva. Rabbi Eliezer says that you can buy the hides of the female animals. The meda yidoi, because you can tell they're the females. But Tanakama de Asar, and the first opinion who does not permit this, Savar, he feels, Dilma chatach zachruse. Maybe he cut off the male part of the hide. But Ovid bay kamin nekevus, and he made it look like a female hide. But kimisharule ma chituch ze, and if someone asks him, why is there a cut here? But makam nekevus, where the female part was. Omar akvaru nachluhu, he'll say, yeah, that's where the mice got it. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, and we do not follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to buying these female hides. Meluvin v'tsoi, we don't buy washed or soiled wool. Perishu b'gemara, the Gemara explains, the meluvan mitsoi ka'amar, it means to say they were washed from their soil. Klomar meruchatz mitsoaso, so it means to say that it was washed of whatever schmutz was on it. V'lo amrinan, I de bechor hu, lo mafsid tircha, v'lo malabin le. We don't say that if it was a bechor, he wouldn't take the time or the trouble to wash it. De savar shamai rabbanan umafsidi le minai, because he's afraid that if he holds on to it too long, the Beis Din will find out and confiscate the wool. The kivon de tirche zutahu, because the labor in doing so is very little, tarach umarabin le, he'll take the trouble to wash it. Velo kapirale, and he's not so concerned that in this short amount of time they're going to find him and confiscate these hides or this wool. Aval lochin mimenu tivue ubagadim, but one can buy spun wool and clothes. The id de bechorhu, because if it was from a firstborn animal, kule hai lo tarach behu, he wouldn't go to that much trouble. That's a time-consuming process during which he could be found out. The kapir atirche dilma mafside le mine, because he's worried that in the time it takes to do all that work, he'll be found out and the goods will get confiscated. Tivuy begadim, spun wool and clothes. Lav begadim mamash ka'amar, we're not talking literally clothes. The hashta tuve greda lokachim imenu. Because if you can buy spun wool from him, certainly you can buy clothes from him, which is the next step in the process. Begadim arugim miboy, do you really need to tell us that you can buy actual clothes if you can buy just the spun wool? Rather, we're talking about felt garments. They're made of pressed wool. They were never spun. So whether he spun the wool or whether he pressed it into garments of felt, either way, it's a labor-intensive process, and those you can buy. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.